This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The worldwide death toll from COVID-19 is pacing toward 212,000, with more than 3 million confirmed infections. In the United States, nearly 57,000 have died and more than a million people have been infected. President Donald Trump is projecting that coronavirus deaths in the United States could reach 70,000, but says original projections were much higher, as he explained why voters should consider re-electing him in November.
So, yeah, we've lost a lot of people. But if you look at what original projections were, 2.2 million, we're probably heading to 60,000, 70,000. It's far too many. One person is too many for this.
The president had just been asked during a White House news conference whether an American president deserved to be reelected after losing more Americans in 6 weeks than died in the Vietnam War. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is warning that extremist groups are taking advantage of COVID-19 lockdowns to intensify social media efforts to spread hatred and recruit young people who are spending more time online. Even before the coronavirus pandemic, he said 20% of young people were not getting an education, training, or working, and 25% were affected by violence or conflict. The head of the Japan Medical Association said today it'll be difficult for the country to host the rescheduled Olympics next year without a coronavirus vaccine available. Dr. Yoshitaki Yokokura said that unless an effective vaccine is developed, he expects hosting the Olympics will be difficult. Global markets are trading mostly higher Tuesday, despite another major reversal in the price of U.S. crude oil. In Asia, Tokyo, Sydney, and Shanghai all are basically flat. This is VOA News. The United Nations top human rights official on Monday called on countries reinforcing exceptional measures to counter the new coronavirus to ensure there is no abuse of the restrictive rules. Michelle Bachelet said the rules, which often entail restrictions to free movement and police checks, should not be used as a weapon against opposition to control the population or extend their time in power. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's prolonged public absence has led to rumors of ill health and worries about how it could influence the future of what one analyst calls Northeast Asia's Achilles heel. That's a reference to the North's belligerence and unpredictable nature. But there's a basic question debated by the media and the government intelligence services. Are the rumors even true? The exact state of Kim's health matters because it could determine the stability of the dynastic government in Pyongyang and the security of nuclear weapons that the nation has repeatedly threatened to use on its neighbors and the United States. Nigeria's president said the country will begin a gradual easing of lockdown restrictions to curtail the spread of the coronavirus in the capital and Lagos, Ogun states next Monday. In a national broadcast late Monday, Muhammadu Buhari said he made the decision after reviewing the more than four-week lockdown to allow the country's economy to operate and still keep a steady response in containing the virus. Meat isn't going to disappear from supermarkets because of outbreaks of the coronavirus among workers at U.S. slaughterhouses, but as the meat plants struggle to remain open, consumers could face less selection and slightly higher prices. Industry leaders acknowledge that the U.S. food chain has rarely been so stressed and that no one is sure about the future, even as they try to dispel concerns about the shortages. The Federal Reserve will allow a much larger number of cities and counties to participate in a lending program that it announced earlier this month. The program initially allowed only 10 cities and 16 counties to participate. It came under criticism for leaving many large metropolitan areas with heavy African-American populations. But the Fed said Monday it will open the program to cities with 250,000 people and counties with 500,000, down from 1 million and 2 million, respectively. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden renewed his party unification efforts Monday with bookend endorsements from Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the leader of the House Progressive Caucus that sometimes battles the speaker from the left. Between announcements from Speaker Pelosi and Washington Representative Pramila Jayapal highlights Biden's efforts to unite the party. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca. This is VOA News.